William McRaven has only been chancellor of the UT system for 2 weeks. He's still trying to meet all the presidents of the UT campuses. At this meeting of donors, he got to check UT Arlington president Vistas Pakarbari off the list.
If I have learned anything in the military, it was that great things are accomplished when you give great leaders an opportunity to do their job without a lot of interference.
McRaven is the former commander of U.S. Special Operations Command. His highest profile mission was directing the raid that killed Osama bin Laden in 2011. The first things on his plate are finding a new president for UT's flagship campus in Austin and working through various conflicts between the university system and the Texas state legislature. One of his goals as chancellor, he said, is to make sure that all actions of the UT system are ethical, legal, and moral.
Without it, we are dead in the water. With it, and with the goodwill and support of great folks like you, there isn't anything we can't do.
UT Arlington President Carbari has big dreams. He wants to make his a top 50 research university and hopes that the new chancellor will make that easier.
Well, the best thing he can do is support the ambitions at each of our campuses. So if you look at UT Arlington, we obviously have ambitions of being one of the best in the nation.
UT Arlington has changed drastically as Dallas and Fort Worth have grown. There are now 47,000 students in classes and online, almost double from a decade ago. Carbari wants to make UT Arlington another marquee Texas school.
It's probably the best held secret in the state of Texas. Most people don't realize that this is not a small school anymore.
Since no university in the top 50 plans to drop out, improving the school's reputation for scholarship and research will require a lot of federal and state money, in addition to great faculty and buildings. In his role as chancellor, McRaven will spend time advocating for Texas universities on Capitol Hill in Washington and cultivating major donors like the group he met in Arlington. He has lots of well-placed friends in Washington, one reason that he's now one of the best-paid leaders in higher education. His salary of $1.2 million has lots of potential for bonuses. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.